This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea.
Yes?
Thank you for asking. I would like to take you two out to lunch. Are you game?
Let's do it. Where are we going?
We are going to the Lowry. I love the Lowry.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite places. They have such good apps, and there are various ways that they can serve you. Three ways. First, we can go inside, or you can order online for the Lowry from one of their delivery partners, or you can pick it up from the restaurant. Should we go inside, though?
Yeah, let's go inside. Let's go have some breakfast.
Okay, and then we'll get some food to go, and it's all my treat.
Can we get food for like 3 days? I'm just asking for a friend.
I think you're kind of stretching my generosity, but they do have amazing breakfast and mimosa flights and Bloody Marys. But Dawn, I don't think you can get the Bloody Marys to go.
All right.
Ooh, and it's Bloody Marys all day, every day.
Well, but I thought Mama needed a beer. Don't you want some Free House beer at the Lowry?
Yeah, actually, let's do it all. Why not? I'm
Dawn,
thirsty, and I get out.
I guess I'll be driving.
You are driving. You can make reservations. You can check out the menu. You can order pickup, and you can order online at thelowryuptown.com. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Or I'm sorry, let me look at the calendar again. It's December 21st, 2020.
Right.
Sure. Bye, everybody. Like I'm off to Disney. Bye. We'll see you at the beginning of the year. Bye, everybody.
Are you going to Disney this Christmas?
I sure am. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure am.
Doing that. All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, gotta take advantage of that annual pass. I spent the money and haven't had really a lot of opportunity to take advantage of it. So
too bad I haven't been able to use my TSA pre-check I paid for a year.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stupid. Right.
Yeah. So no, we're going.
I mean,
have they
given you any like discount? I don't. You know, as an annual pass holder.
Yes.
It just paid it and that's it, or I don't know. I'm just curious to see.
Yeah. They've extended.
Like,
yeah.
They say anything about that?
Yeah, they have extended the dates. Like I get mine because it's a double whammy for me because remember I got all excited last year. For the first time ever, I bought that pass that got me into both Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Great timing, Jace.
Well, great timing. You know, I had to sell one of my relatives and then I bought that. And so that's been worthless as, you know, boobs on a turtle. So my pass is extended, but we're not quite sure how much of an extension I have. Any hoodly doodly. No, we're going to go our usual time between Christmas and New Year's and take advantage of, you know, they're giving you deals, but still, yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer. So, but yeah. I feel worse for the employees at Disneyland because California announced their theme park opening guidelines and it's pish posh. I mean, it's going to do nothing. It's going to do the restrictions are so restrictive. Disneyland can't open. So the governor's livid. And no matter how you feel about it, I just hate to see all those jobs lost because it's, you know, that is an economic engine of the Anaheim area. Disneyland is. And it's going to do severe damage to that part of the state. And
the governor's livid because.
Disney is livid because
Disney is. Oh, I thought
Disney
you said
okay. Livid.
Yeah,
gotcha. So, and I get it. Safety first. I mean, do not misread me. I'm glad I'm glad governors are taking it seriously. I'm just saying ... on the other end of the story are, you know, 100,000 people that will be, you know, without a job or whatever the number is. So anyway, I digress.
Do you have more of that? Because that's my dirt alert story. So maybe
I do.
We can talk
I have
a little
more
about that.
Yeah,
good.
I do. Yeah. So stay right there. No, I have more on that. But right now it's time for best of birthday pranks / hey, have we played this? Now I have two.
Right.
I have two. Are you ready? Are you ready, guys?
Yes. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have one called Halloween, and then I have another one called NerdCon.
Ooh, should we save Halloween for next week?
Should we do NerdCon?
Yeah.
Let's do NerdCon.
I don't think we've done that one.
I don't think so either. And who knows if it's even from our show. It could be from Dez at KS95. Oh, here we go. Wouldn't that be hysterical?
That would be.
Here we go, everyone.
Hi, is this Melody?
It is. Good.
Melody, it's Dawn McClain over here at My Talk 107.1. How are you?
Good.
Well, we got your email about how you want to prank your brother, Corey. Tell me about Corey and what you want to prank him about.
Well, my brother is such a dork. Like, he plays video games and he's 40. And so he's a huge nerd, and I make fun of him all the time. And so last year at our local comic book convention, I signed him up for newsletters and free book lists. So this year I wanna prank him and do something different. So
okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna call saying that we want to see if he wants to be invited to be on the panel for something I'm gonna call NerdCon, which is not real, but I'm gonna see if he's interested in it, okay, and see just how nerdy he is.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, hold on the line and then I'll bring you on at the end, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hello? Corey? Is this Corey?
This is Corey. Who's this?
Corey, my name is Melissa, and I got your name from Crypticon, actually, this last year.
Crypticon.
Mm-hmm. When you signed up at Crypticon, you wanted information about just nerds and things that we were going to do. We're starting NerdCon. It looks like you were interested in talking to us about that.
Well, I don't recall signing up, but, you know, what's it all about?
Okay, well, we have a convention that we're starting, and it's really specifically for nerds, and we want to make sure that anybody involved is a true nerd, because as you, I'm sure, know, anytime you start talking about things that you're interested in, there are people that try to pretend that they are actually interested in the subject, and it can be very frustrating.
Right. I mean, I people told me I'm a nerd, but I guess I'm a true nerd. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, do you play Magic the Gathering by any chance?
I have played it on occasion. Okay. Sure.
All right. Well, I was just going to go through a series of questions here. I actually have been playing Magic the Gathering for 14 years. So if you had any cards or anything that you wanted to trade, that would be just incredible, and that's something that we are looking for NerdCon is a large magic.
I've only played a couple times, so it's I don't know if I'm not really that versed in the game, so
okay,
I don't know if I.
Well, we don't have to have. We were looking for a moderator for the Magic the Gathering room, but anyway. Okay, well, we don't have to. We can find someone else to fill that position. I actually was curious if you prefer Star Trek or Star Wars.
Star Trek or Star Wars? Man, that's like choosing, you know, between one of your children. You know, I mean, they're both.
Oh, I like that answer.
You know, they're both equal, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, I would have to go with Star Trek because that's, you know, that I think Star Trek sort of birthed Star Wars itself. You know, I don't think there's a Star Wars if there's not a Star Trek.
I totally agree. You're really getting a lot of points for that one. That's really good. Okay. Can you remember, like, the first comic book that you ever read? Like,
wow. That's a tough one, man. I mean, might be The Watchmen.
Yeah.
Back in, perfect. I think it was 87, 1987.
Yeah, perfect.
Was the first one I bought. But, yeah, I don't hold on to them or anything. I just, you know, I'm not a collector.
What do you mean you don't hold on to them? I mean, which Watchmen do you have?
I don't have any of them, really. I bought one back in 87, and occasionally I'd buy one. Okay. But I'm not really a collector.
So you don't collect comics at all?
Oh, no, I don't. I mean, I might have a couple, like in the deep of my closet somewhere. But
all right, that's fine. You don't have to go into that anymore. Okay, when you play D&D, what class do you normally choose?
What fighter class?
Well, I mean, you could choose a fighter class if you wanted to be the tank, or you could be more of an assassin class, or maybe you prefer to be a wizard. Maybe you prefer a casting class. Maybe you're more of a guy who stands back in the corner and casts spells. It just kind of gives me an idea of what kind of person you are.
I just play the game. I don't have a preference, you know, to a class of fighter or anything. Like, I just enjoy the game. Like, video games, I enjoy those too, but I'm not really wrapped up into it on that level.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know,
okay.
I can be.
Those are the basics. Well, know, that's fine. Now, if you were to actually get into a fight, like, let's say that you were playing D&D, and I'm talking about Dungeons & Dragons, like, 3rd edition. If you were to encounter, let's say, like, a horde of orcs, and you were asked to roll initiative, first of all, do you have your own dice? I mean, this is a no-brainer, of course.
No, man. I mean, I've never owned a pair of dice. Usually it's just somebody, you know, a friend of mine or something, but hey, they're having a D&D party or something, but I'm not, you know, I don't own anything like the game or anything. I don't have a club
not really,
that I'm in.
I mean, there's no it's game just, to own since it's not, it's all in our imaginations. You really just have to come prepared with your dice. But apparently if you don't have any, you're borrowing other people's dice. I'm not sure what my group NerdCon would think about that.
Well, I mean, I could purchase my own dice. I mean, it's not like I don't have a problem with having a pair of dice.
Right.
But I just happen not to have a pair now. You know, I may have owned a pair at some point.
That's fine.
So
for NerdCon, it doesn't sound like you have the level of nerd to be on our planning commission or our panel. Since this is our first year, it really is just the first year that we're going to be doing this convention. So maybe we could just have you be a moderator for one of the panels or the rooms. We're looking for volunteers. That would require you to just stand at the door, basically.
Well, I mean, is it like security or something? Or is like...
Very rarely do nerds get out of hand like that where we would need security. But, you know, we do need a moderator in case, you know, just to make sure that our panelists have shown up and they're checking in and they have water. Basically, you have to set up the microphones and that they have water. And then just make sure that they know when to wrap up. You're sort of a timekeeper as well.
It sounds like a lot of work. I mean, is it a paid position or
no? This is
volunteer.
This is the love of being a nerd. This is volunteer basis only for NerdCon. It's our first year, so we're probably going to take a loss when it comes to finances, and because we have to rent the convention center, as you know.
Well, I mean, I'd love to go. I mean, check it out. I don't know if I want to like do free labor.
Oh, I understand.
Like, for you guys.
Well, maybe I can get our commissioner. He is also my husband and my dungeon master. He's on the line now. And he wanted to let you know that his name is Melody. And actually, you've been birthday pranked.
Oh, Jesus. Melody, you suck. You suck. You're the worst sister ever. The worst sister a man could ever have.
Love me.
Oh my God.
You love me.
She's what's funny, she's always telling me she tells everybody what a nerd I am.
Hey, I'm over 40.
To call a radio station and prank your brother. That's pretty nerdy too.
Yeah.
I play video games too, and I'm over 40, Corey. So don't worry about it. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for being a good sport, Corey. And thanks for listening to Jason and Alexis in the morning and for doing our birthday pranks.
Yeah, this was so fun. Huh?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye, guys.
Aww. Best of birthday
Master.
Pranks, Dungeon Master. Right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. When we come back, we're not done with Dawn. She has the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Entertainment stories of the day and the Dirt Alert. Welcome back. Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay, we were talking about this a little bit earlier at the top of the 8 o'clock hour here. Disneyland in California and Anaheim, they can now reopen at 25% capacity. This came down yesterday, and they have issued their guidelines and Governor Newsom's blueprint for a safer economy. Some of the guidelines include face masks, social distancing, increased sanitizing, reduced capacity, employee training. And then once those are met, they're going to be able to reopen. Jason, you were saying that they have some more guidelines that you don't feel like they're going to be able to do, or...
Yeah,
it's controversy again.
It's not going to open. I mean, it's so restrictive that Disneyland will never. It's more, those guidelines are more for smaller theme parks. Mm-hmm. It's really not applicable for parks the size of Universal and Disney. The president of Disneyland wrote this. This will just tell you everything you need to know. He writes in a statement right after this was announced. We have proven that we can responsibly reopen with science-based health and safety protocols, strictly enforced at our theme park properties around the world. Nevertheless, the state of California continues to ignore this fact instead of mandating arbitrary guidelines that it knows are unworkable and that hold us to a standard vastly different from other reopened businesses and state-operated facilities. That's their big rub right there, by the way. Together with our labor unions, we want to get people back to work, but these state guidelines will keep us shuttered for the foreseeable future, forcing thousands more people out of work. So, and then it goes on. That is their rub. They are looking at other guidelines for other types of businesses, including, as they said, state-operated facilities, and they're vastly different. And they're saying that the state is ignoring now months and months of research, well, July till now, of how they've operated successfully, not only in Hong Kong, but how they've operated here in the States at Disney World in Orlando. Ah. So, yeah.
Okay, that is a little bit more than my story, so thanks for filling in the blanks there.
Is the capacity in Florida, is it at 25% or is it 30?
They're not saying.
Oh, okay.
Disney hasn't released it, but it's, like I said, they were running in July, the cast members we were talking to, at a typical day at Animal Kingdom, they were running at about 6,000 people, which is nothing. That's nothing.
Because they're only going to open unless they make money. I mean, they're not going to do it for the fun and the enjoyment of children and families. They're going to do it if they're going to make money or not. Mm-hmm. And so in Florida, if they're not sharing that, I guess, that would be a comparable thing.
Yeah.
At 25%, that just might not be.
They won't know. I mean, and it's and it's more, you know, they're doing it in like zones, like colored zones, which I actually agree with. There's a New York Times article written at the beginning of the pandemic by, I think, four or five experts talking about how we need to do similar. We need to do what we did after 9/11 when George W. Bush had the terror alert, the colors, you know what I mean? You know, we're in an orange alert. They said we really need to divide the country into zones. And if you hit a green zone, it means you're at a certain infection level, you're at a certain hospital level. And if you're at a green zone, then the states can open restaurants, the states can open gyms. But then if you move to a yellow or red zone, different restrictions go into effect. That way there's no arbitrary, and I loved that idea. California has something like that, but the zone that Disney needs to get in within California's guidelines are so restrictive, it's not possible to open. Mm. So there we go.
All righty. All right, moving on to Stephen Colbert interviewed Dolly Parton, and he started crying because she was singing this song. It's very sweet. I'm just going to play the clip for you here. She's talking about her mom who used to sing her songs and describing this, and then she just starts singing a cappella, and he starts crying.
She used to sing called Bury Me Beneath the Willow. It was about a girl that was going to get married, and her boyfriend left her at the altar, whatever. So she died, of course. She killed herself. have, I suppose. So there was, it says, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, where he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. So anyway, there's more to it, but anyway, it was about her thinking he, you know, today was our wedding day, but where, oh, where can he be? He's gone to seek him another bride. He cares no more for me. And then it goes, are you crying? Oh, bury me beneath the willow.
Isn't that beautiful? And he's laughing and crying. He's like, I've had a hard time during this pandemic, and I'm sorry I started crying, but he just felt so touched that she would sing a cappella, and everybody's under stress right now. And
I love her.
A little relief.
Yeah.
National treasure. National treasure, she is. Mm-hmm. For more of these stories, go to MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, my feet are killing me. Not literally the show I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
Dawn dipped her toe in it when we come back.
No. I wonder
when you welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk1071, everything entertainment. Everything. Ooh, I had the wrong shoe size. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny.
Oh, is it your big toe, Jace?
I think it is. Dawn stuck her toe into a show that I adore. It's a guilty pleasure.
Oh,
it's a
watch it?
Oh, yeah. It is a gross pleasure of mine.
Good.
And that is My Feet Are Killing Me.
I didn't know that you started it.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
us reading the titles and laughing so hard. You know.
Of all the choices, why did you go there, Dawn?
Well... Here's the situation.
You don't seem like the type.
Yeah. Listen, so I've gotten MC into, he's into British Bake Off now.
Nice.
I got him roped into that, so we have to watch that together. I have to wait. And then I also got him into 90 Day Fiancé.
So, oh, wow.
Which is really just a show. I'm starting from season one. And so I just, you know, I'll be watching it on my laptop as he's playing a video game. But he's so intrigued. He's like, what? What's going on with this one? What? So I can't, when he's doing other things like playing games with his kids, you know, they're playing something downstairs and I'm just going to watch something. I've run out of shows that he doesn't watch with me. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try watching My Feet Are Killing Me on TLC. The first episode, I've gotten through half of it so far, and I, you know, I'm not super squeamish about foot stuff, but, I mean, I'm just watching this thinking, this is going to get canceled because I am the only one that is watching this. Oh, my God, it is, there's a guy who, bless his heart, is a hemophiliac, so that means, I think that I'm using the right term there, that means that he... his blood doesn't clot. And so he has had issues his whole life. And he actually had, as a kid, he had a couple of brain bleeds. And it's affected him mentally. So he is not, unfortunately, he has cognitive issues.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been taking care of his feet. And his brother, John, brings him into the office. Which the contrast between these guys and the very attractive doctor is like, you know, this guy is stunning. This doctor, Dr. Brad, I think his name is. I mean, I just can't even really describe to you how crazy his feet were. He hadn't, let's just say this. Oh boy. They had to use a Dremel tool to remove his toenails.
Oh.
Which is like a woodworking, you know, a Dremel tool, Kenny.
It's like a little sander.
Yeah.
Got half a dozen of them. Yeah,
yeah, so they had to first cut them with these huge pliers. They were all curled around and had so much fungus that it's like he was close to having his feet amputated. His feet were actually growing together.
Yeah.
It's just
what
they preview that moment in the trailer for the first season. Here's just a very seconds. Here we go.
Immediately affected.
Bear with me here, brother.
I'm trying. Yep.
Anything can happen when you're in surgery.
What the hell just happened?
There's a problem.
Yeah, so the right when you heard the doctor say, "Stay with me, brother," he's using the Dremel tool on one of the giant toes.
The toenails.
Yeah.
And the thing that's dangerous is that he did nick him a little bit when he was trying to cut off these massive yellow curling toenails that were like growing into each other.
You gotta stop, Dawn. Don't describe them that way.
So I mean, it's
put the pretzels down, Kenny.
Oh my gosh. I mean, and I'm not gonna get into the rest of the details. Jason, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
With the other and it's amazing how much work they did. I wanted them to look better than they did when he left the office.
I know, me too.
They did a foot soak, they removed lots of stuff. And but they still, I mean, they kind of started to look like
off. I'm on.
We're done, Kenny. We're done. We're fine.
No, I'll be back after 42.
They started to kind of
too.
They kind of looked like normal feet, like right, Jason. Like you could tell that there were toes there because before it was so horrifying. I've never seen anything like that.
Then they give these services for free, right? I mean, first of all, you're on the show, but also I'm sure it's like a mercy saw.
I hope so.
Dremel.
I hope so. Soak. I would say so if they're appearing on the show that they get the procedure. You never know, though. I mean, actually, they probably would have to file it with their insurance just because if anything went wrong.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure. Yeah. So anyway, then there was another woman that I won't even talk about because I don't want to make people sick. She has to have a skin grafts and stuff removed. And then there was we got to the paranormal erotic novelist.
What? Yes.
She writes paranormal erotica. That's her job.
And she got funky feet?
She has six toes on each foot. So she had a little extra pinky toe. And poor thing, I just feel for all these people. That's the thing, like, you think it's just going to be like, you know, peeking in at some type of a traveling circus show or something. No, they tell their backstories and how it's just ruined their lives because their feet are so, they've got all of these issues. You just really feel for them. This woman, those little pinky toes that shouldn't be there, they should have been removed as a child, which kind of makes me mad. You know what I mean? Like, they should have taken those off when she was a baby. She's lived her life in a lot of pain, and those little pinky toe, extra pinky toes, they get blisters, they get red, they bleed. I mean, she can't fit in normal shoes. She can't walk right. It seems like she can't really get any exercise either. These doctors are really helping people change their lives. It's fascinating if you don't have an issue seeing some of the creepiest, weirdest kind of feet ever, which I hate to label people like that way, but they have to know.
I mean, the rest of her foot cool? Like, or was it just that she had an extra pinky toe? Why wouldn't you just keep it then
because,
at that point?
Alexis, it shoots off to the side and her foot
You cut a hole in your shoe?
Oh, it's like perpendicular.
It's kind of like going and so it makes her not be able to fit really into any shoes except for this one pair of soft shoes.
Cut a hole.
And
Kenny,
you're back. Also, another thing is that the side of her foot where the pinky toe is was the bone was so wide. Like it was just her feet were the widest feet I've ever seen. And so they actually removed part of that bone and made it smaller so that she could wear normal shoes. It's just, I've only made it through half of the episode. Jason, I thought it was going to be a 30-minute show. You know when you're like, oh, good, TLC, 22 minutes. These are hour-long episodes.
And I got it. You haven't even... haven't even gotten to the worst yet.
No,
what's
wait,
wrong with you, Jason? What's wrong?
Colin
with you?
Can't watch. Like Colin turns away. But Lex, are you having another baby?
Yeah, I am over here.
So am I.
Portion. The Mack Track's coming by.
Jason, I'm surprised that I could find anybody on this show that would watch this. I thought I was the only one.
No, I watched it up until I played that clip. The woman, I think she's in episode 2.
Uh-oh. I haven't gotten to that yet.
I think she describes, I'm not going to say it. I want people to actually listen to our show, but let's just say she gives a description of her feet, the smell of her feet that I could never get out of my mind. I couldn't.
Was it the doctor? Urinated on,
fine, I'll just say it. She said that he smells like wet corn chips.
Oh my gosh.
I only got a glimpse of this show one time. My mother-in-law was visiting from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I walked
no.
up into the kitchen and she was watching all of these shows that I hate. You know, My 600 Pound Life. What's the other one about? Not feet, but
God, there's so
Pimple
many.
Popper.
Oh, Pimple yeah. Popper, yeah.
She's sitting there watching all these shows. So I just tried to get up there real quick and then leave. And I looked over and this person had like a rhino horn on his big toe. It might have been the same guy.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I'm trying to dremel it off.
It yes.
There's all this fungus and crap underneath.
My gosh. Oh,
don't
and then
say
fungus. Oh, poor guy.
She's so funny because she's just watching it going, Dios mío. Dios mío. Oh, Dios Jesús, Jesús. Dios mío. So, I just listened to her in the hallway. That's the show right there.
You should have taped her.
Like, I should have. From now on, as I watch this, I'm going to say Dios mío. I almost took a video of myself watching it because my reaction was like series of facial expressions. And whenever MC came upstairs from playing a game, I actually shut it down because I was like, it was almost like I had been watching porn. You know,
yeah, like it was embarrassing.
I just wanted to hide it because I didn't want him to go, what are you watching?
Colin,
I'm done eating pretzels for the day.
No, corn chips, Kitty, corn chips. But no, Colin can't watch. Colin can't watch it with me.
Yeah,
he just,
no way.
He's out. He can't
Dios
watch.
Meal.
My feet are killing me on TLC. Stay right there, everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dawn broke the show, everybody. Dawn,
I did. I'm so sorry.
Dawn broke the show.
I almost didn't put it on the grid.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
And then, Jace, you take it to the next level, sending us pictures of these nasty toenails. it's like little toupees, cocoons breaking open.
And, Kenny, you're welcome. I spared Kenny. I did not send Kenny any pictures. So
I don't have a foot deal, but I don't have problems with feet, but this is too much. This is over the top.
These TLC shows, man, they love this type of thing.
Ooh. I tried Pimple Popper and it was just so weird. Such a beautiful, smart, intelligent woman doing something so unbelievably gross.
Yeah.
And it's more than pimples. Sometimes they're like the size of a coffee mug or even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Goiters,
the size of someone's head.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
With like gallons of pus in them.
Okay, Kenny.
Guys.
You can't say that.
No, you can't say that. Delete that.
Should I hit the dump button?
You should. It's too late now.
But Don, you can say all this other stuff.
I didn't say it.
Yeah. Trembling
get
toenails.
All judgy when it comes to me.
Well, there's something screwy around here.
But no, you can. I stopped watching both of those shows for this very reason.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I was.
Good. Oh, so you stopped? Okay.
Well, I watched all of the first season, and then you know.
That's not stopping, Jason.
I thought there was only one season.
No,
there's something weird going on with you, brother. Because when she's describing this, you're going,
because I've seen it. I was excited. I was excited that she was, because I thought I was the only one that watched.
I think
these
everyone
weird shows.
Who watches this thinks they're the only one, because they can't imagine anybody else being able to live through it. These people live this way, and the doctors see this all the time.
All the time.
Wow, they are doing the work of the Lord. Dios mío.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would just be an amputation specialist at that point. You just take one look, gotta go.
I know. Can I just
tell you, saw it off.
Can I tell you, Alexis, my talkers, my Alexis proved, Lex in the commercial break, we're continuing our conversation. Lex goes, I would be the worst foot doctor because I would just tell the person, just cut it off.
She goes, God. Time to amputate.
Yeah.
She's every like, single one of you.
She goes, I would be the worst. I'm like, yeah, Lex, you'd be the worst doctor ever.
How do they let it get this far? I mean, I get an ingrown hair and I'm freaking out. I'm taking pictures and sending it to friends. And
all humor aside, you know, Dawn pointed this out too, to now come from a place of just sympathy and empathy and compassion, because, you know, that is the silver lining of the show. It is such it's such a woo-woo thing to say, but these doctors really do change these people's lives. And the and to answer your question, a lot of these cases, Kenny, are it's about shame. They keep putting off going to the doctor because they're afraid to even have the appointment to take off the socks. Even when they are, even when they agree to come on the show, I feel so awful for them because you can see the apprehension of them even taking off their socks to a doctor that has literally seen it all. You know, I mean, these doctors have seen and nothing you're going to show them. And I feel that's when you feel bad for the patient, not during treatment, not during. Yeah. I feel bad for them in that consultation because they're living with such shame.
And the man who was had hemophilia, who had the blood clotting disease. Like I said, he had brain bleeds when he was a kid. And so he's actually his cognitive skills are impaired and he's slow. Like, he needs someone to take care of him. I think his brother takes care of him. And, you know, he also started crying because 5 years ago his mother died. And he starts talking about how he misses his mom so much. And he was just the sweetest man. And he's just like, I miss my mom. And he goes, I just haven't taken care of my feet since. I bet that the mom took care of him a lot because of his condition. And I mean, he's in his mid-40s, it looked like. So, you know, this poor man, I just, that one was really broke my heart.
It just, you feel for these people. And that's why a show like this, though, you know, I don't always like it because there is kind of a carnival.
Yes.
Freak show.
Gawker. That I think is just so unnecessary. But for a lot of these people, getting this medical attention, this is a last resort. I mean, they're turning to a TV show, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
So either by, you know, lack of insurance, lack of will, or lack of funds, you know, they see the offer and they've lived with it so long and they finally do it. And it changes their lives at the end of the episode. It's the only redeeming thing about the Gawker aspect of this is at the end, you see them substantially happier.
Yeah. So. Do they do a Where Are They Now? You know, after.
Well, yeah, you do. They pick them up. Seasons. What is it, Dawn? I think like 2 months later, they go back.
I haven't even reached the end of the first episode.
Oh, got it. Oh, okay.
I have about 20 minutes left.
They go back at the end, and I think it's been like six or 9 weeks later, Lex, so you can see how they've been.
That'll be great to see just the changes and especially the woman with the skin graft.
Yeah, it's
that's probably hard if your toenails are growing under your feet, you know, curling under to walk or
is this person
scooter?
Walking.
He said it was like knives every time he would step. I mean, he had various issues.
It's good to see them get their lives back.
Thank God really the show's over.
That's going to do it for us. If you're a kid, go out there and be yourself. Nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Oh, right. You do you. Oh, I'm just thinking of those pictures. Thanks, Jace. Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Be safe on the roads out there. We love you so much. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.